You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another episode on this silsila, Spiritual Cures. And I'm sure you know by now that the purpose of this silsila, this program, is to assist the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever they are in the world. Because Madani channel, your Madani channel, is broadcasting globally. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, when we look at the different silsilas and programs on Madani channel, all of them are designed to empower us with authentic Islamic education, information and knowledge as well. And this silsila, Spiritual Cures, is there to present some of the research, some of the works of His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, with regards to spiritual problems, financial problems, or other kinds of different problems, medical diseases, sicknesses, illnesses, and the list goes on. Because let's face it, each person out there is going through some kind of difficulty. This is a fact. Some have money problems, some have sleep problems, and in fact today we are going to be covering some aspects of sleeping. Some people find it difficult to sleep. They are suffering from insomnia. Some people have nightmares constantly, night by night. Nightmares are affecting their sleep. Some people are tired when they wake up in the morning because of insufficient sleep, or sometimes oversleeping. Inshallah, we are going to share some Madani pearls of advices, and thereafter some wadaif, some invocations, incantations to be recited to remove the different problems, be it nightmares or be it any other difficulty a person may be facing when it comes to their sleep pattern, when it comes to being an insomniac or any other such sleep disorder, inshallah ta'ala. But before we continue, let's remember the beautiful hadith. نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them right now. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice, I will try to share with others as well. I'm here to seek ilmuddin, inshallah ta'ala. Even if you don't have any sleeping disorder, perhaps you may know somebody. So, have your notebooks out, your diaries out. You can jot down the important points and you can always refer to them at a later stage. Maybe today you're not suffering from a sleep disorder or any other kind of problem. But tomorrow, next week, next month or next year, or in 10 years time, subhanAllah, your Dawud Islami is there to assist you, to advise you, to motivate and encourage you as well. So jot them down, because ink is the best memory. And as Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that capture knowledge by writing it down. Subhanallah. Because many things we're going to forget. When this silsila ends, we won't remember many of the things. But if we wrote some of them down, or all of them down, we can refer to them at a later stage, inshallah azza wa jal. There are so many beautiful bounties and blessings and benefits for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood e pak, salawat, or salutations upon the crown of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites durood e pak or salawat 50 times daily, the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. I mean, if you think about it, that's not a small thing. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah azza wa jal, is shaking our hands. So we know what to do. Instead of wasting away our very valuable time in these few moments of life that we have, in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that don't have any real benefit for you and I in this dunya, in the qabr or the akhirah, why not keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an-i-Pak, Durood-i-Pak, Istighfar as well. That will benefit us, inshallah, by being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every single one of us, we need our daily sleep. And we know, if we are sleep deprived and we don't get sufficient sleep, what happens to us? Mentally, psychologically, emotionally, it affects us. It affects our concentration. If you have too little hours of sleep, or your sleep is broken up because of some problem that you have, the next day, whether you've gone to work, or college, or university, or jami'ah, or madrasa, your mind is not there. Because you're fatigued, you are tired, your mind is tired, because your mind has not rested sufficiently, your body has not rested sufficiently. So sleeping is something that we all need. But sufficient sleep and a good sleep, a good night's sleep. Now, there are certain things we should take note of. For example, in the beginning of the day and between Maghrib and Isha, one should not sleep, because it is makruh, it is disliked. We are advised, when we are going to sleep, we should think of the qabr, think of the grave. Because in the grave, we will be all alone and nobody is going to be there but our deeds, our a'mal. You know, they say in English, sleep is the brother of death. Because when you look at a person sleeping, they are sort of unconscious. They are sort of deceased or dead. Because they can't move. They are unaware of their surroundings. They are still breathing. But it seems like they are dead. Sleep is the brother of death. And when you're going to sleep, how beautiful our deen is. When you're going to sleep, when you're closing your eyes and you're dozing off, then you're remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the teaching of our deen. And even when you're awakening, when you open your eyes, you're remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. And so we should busy ourselves. And this is very good for a person who is suffering from insomnia. For those who don't know what is insomnia, it is a problem, it is a disease, that an illness a person has that is unable to fall off to sleep. And there could be several reasons for that. But a person who is insomniac, suffering from insomnia, they should constantly, at the time of sleeping, constantly remember Allah Azza wa Jal by reciting tahleel, tasbih, tahmeed, etc. What is that? La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Continue to make these adhkar, these dhikrs of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal until you fall asleep, because a person awakens in the state that they sleep. And on Qiyamah, a person will arise in the same condition that they die. What if our eyes didn't open up in the morning, but we slept in the state of wudu? We slept in the state of making dhikr of Allah, of reciting some Quran, reciting our dua, wadaif, etc. We slept in that condition, but we didn't awaken in the morning. Our soul was taken away. So the person, how they will die, that's how they will arise on the day of judgment. Keep that in mind. Something very important regarding boys and girls, that when boys are 10 years old and when girls are 9 years old, they must be made to sleep separately. Brother and sister, when they reach these ages, they must sleep separately and not on the same mattress or the same bed. Even a boy of this age must not sleep with boys of the same age, brother, cousin, or even with older men on the same bedding or mattress or bed. And a couple, husband and wife, must not sleep with a child that is of 10 years old on the same bed. When we are going to sleep, there are certain things to be done. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you know, if we are attached to this beautiful Madani movement of Dawat Islami, we will learn so much. It's unreal. And there's a constant, one of the beauties of it is, there's a constant motivation and encouragement and reminders to practice upon these things, to practice upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to practice upon the teachings of the glorious Quran. That's one of the beauties, because we need reminders. We need constant reminders. Let's face it. In the rat race of this dunya, we get drowned in so many different things in our social circles, on social media, in our personal lives, work or studies. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget to do what we're supposed to be doing, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the teachings of the Quran. But imagine if you have somebody who's there, or you have a program which is there to remind you all the time, to remind you on a daily basis, weekly, monthly basis, yearly basis. I'm drawing your attention to Nek A'mal. This is a department of Dawat Islami, where there's more than 80 different departments of Dawat Islami. And this one department, Nek A'mal, if you go to Play Store or App Store, you can download this app for free. And it's a self-questionnaire where you're asking yourself in privacy, alone, certain questions every day. Did I make good intentions? Did I perform my 5 times salah? Did I respect and obey my parents? Did I follow the traffic rules? Like this. There are different questions you ask yourself. If you did it, you tick it. You click and it becomes a tick. If not, you leave it as is. Basically, it's like a cross, which means it hasn't been done. But you will see your progress. Every week, every month, month to month, you see your progress. You monitor your progress. And if a person is really sincere of wanting to reform their lives, to transform their lives, Nek A'mal is one of the best tools available in the market, provided to you for free from your Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When going to sleep, make an intention of trying to awaken for Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud Salah has great blessings. In fact, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best salah after the fard salah is salah performed at night, the night salah. So make an intention to get up for tahajjud and then stay awake, recite some Quran, some adhkar, some durood-e paak, and then you'll enter into fajr time. So tahajjud time, isha time, suhoor or sahri time ends, fajr begins, right? Something to take note of, that when we are sleeping, we must not sleep on our stomach, on our belly. It's a very bad thing, because the people of Jahannam, this is one of their doings, that this is the way of the people of Jahannam, to sleep on the belly, on the stomach. When a person is going to sleep, then recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O Bismillah, in the name of Allah, and dust the bedding. This is a practice taught to us by our beautiful deen. If there's dust, maybe insects, inshallah, those will be removed. Begin by sleeping on your right side. On your right side, with your right palm, under your right cheek, facing towards the Qibla. For as long as you can, try to sleep in this position, which is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A fascinating fact, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two eyes, physical eyes, used to close, but the two eyes of his heart used to be awake and open all the time. Kya baat hai Madini ki? This is our beloved master. He's unique. He's exclusive. He's the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidul Ma'sumeen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, before going to bed, Amir Ahl Sunnah Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah advises us that make a fresh wudu. Relieve yourself. Make a fresh wudu. It is very good to sleep in a state of wudu. So make a fresh wudu and perform 2 rakat of Salatul Tawbah. Tawbah we know is repentance. You can recite any surah in each rakat, Salatul Tawbah, and when you finish, ask Allah for forgiveness. Recollect what wrong I did today. Did I hurt anybody's feelings? Did I violate any person's rights? Did I usurp anybody's wealth or property or items? Think about all the negativities. Did I use obscene language and vulgarism? Did I do something wrong today? Did I miss my salah? So you're questioning yourself. This is apart from nek a'mal. In fact, this will be an ideal time to fill out the nek a'mal, because it helps you to recollect your day. And then you raise your hands and beg Allah for forgiveness of each one. Mention them. Ya Allah, today I disrespected my parents. Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah. Today I was dishonest in a business deal. Today I lied. Ya Allah, forgive me. And remember, there are conditions for tawbah. And one is, one must have sincere regret and remorse for having done the wrong, the sin. One must make a firm intention of not going back to do that sin. We should cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And then you go to sleep. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. You know, some children, some kids, they like their bedtime stories. I'm going to get to the wazifas in a few moments, inshallah. So, sometimes we tell them fairy tales. You know, stories that are not real. They are fairy tales. But we will urge you, to download the book called Quranic Wonders, Ajaib al-Quran. Quranic Wonders, it is a fantastic book. I tell you, it's a fantastic book. Read it for yourself. This is full of stories from the Quran and fascinating stories. I'll just give you one example. Where, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 57, he talks about manna and salwa. That these were food items that were sent by Allah Azza wa Jal from the sky. It used to descend from the sky to the Bani Israel who were staying in that forest or jungle area. Subhanallah. And they were told that don't hide away and store this food. Every day you're going to get it. But they did not listen. And they started to store and hide that maybe tomorrow you won't get it. And from then onwards, food started to go off. Food started to go rotten from then onwards. Allah. And I'm telling you, download this book. Go to dawoodsami.net and it's a free download. In fact, in English alone, you can find over 200 books and booklets in English on diverse topics. All downloadable for free. Subhanallah. And your Dawood Islami is translating the books and booklets of Dawood Islami in over 30 different languages. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How wonderful is that for the convenience and the benefit of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you'll find many stories, Quranic stories, real stories, true stories about the Anbiya alayhi salam, about the pious people, about different nations. But of course, with moral lessons. Lessons and practical advices as well. And tell this to your kids. Myself, I do it. And they are fascinated by it. So, you get the attention because you're talking about wonderful things. The asa of Musa alayhi salam, the stick of Musa alayhi salam. When he used to throw it, it used to become a giant snake. So, you know, it seems, it is fascinating, but it's true. The Quran mentions these stories. And what are you doing at the same time? You are teaching them authentic Islamic knowledge, authentic Islamic information. You are teaching them in the process. So, let's switch from the fake fairy tales to stories of the Quran. Stories of the Anbiya alayhim salam, the Sahaba ikram, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya Allah. Subhanallah. Now, when you are sleeping, when you're on your bed, then recite the dua before sleeping, which is Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Now listen to the translation for those who don't know. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I die and I live with your name. Meaning I sleep and I awaken with your name. You know, you mentioned sleep is the brother of death. It's a proverb. So I die, Allahumma bismika, Allah in your name, with your name, amutu, I die. I'm sleeping. It is as if I'm dead. Wa ahya, and I live if I awaken by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also recite Ayatul Kursi. If a person doesn't know it, enroll in Madrasatul Madina, Balighan for males and Balighat for females separately, where these things are taught. The Tajweed and Makharij of the Quran are taught. And by reciting Ayatul Kursi, one will receive protection from Allah Azza wa Jal against the fitna, against the mischief and evil of humans and jinns. Subhanallah. When you're going to sleep, when you're closing your windows and your doors, recite Bismillah and close the window, recite Bismillah and close the door. By doing this, you will block off entry of any jinn into your house, into your home. They will not be able to enter. If you take the name of Allah, Bismillah, and you close your windows and your doors as well. Recite Tasbih Fatima. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. Recite this as well. Now, if you feel, some people have this problem. It could be a jinn problem. It could be sihr, jadu, black magic. It could be a psychological problem where they feel something or someone is pressing their body when they are going to sleep. There's a pressure on them. There's a heavy weight on them. Or a person may suffer from nightmares, is unable to sleep, is suffering from insomnia. Then recite the following before sleeping as well. Okay, for this, one has to spread the palms out. Recite the three quls. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. The entire surahs, three. And blow in the palms. Then wipe yourself, your face, your head, wherever your hands can reach. Wipe yourself. And do this for a second time and a third time as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will give you a lot of benefit. And one will be protected against jinn, or sihr, magic, jadu, black magic, or different kinds of disasters. Now you can find this wazifa also in the very lovely booklet called Ailing Worshipper on pages 31 to 32. Ailing Worshipper 31 to 32. And you can download this for free as well from dawoodislami.net. If you need a hard copy, contact your local Madini Markaz, your local Dawood Islami Islamic Center, and make inquiries from Maktabatul Madina. This is the bookshop and publications department of Dawood Islami, where these hard copies are available, inshallah azza wa jal. It's a beautiful wazifa, very simple, very easy. And it has a very beautiful benefit. The person who recites the following, Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu, whilst on your bed. If you recite this, Ya Kareemu, whilst on your bed, then inshallah ta'ala, angels will make dua for you. Subhanallah. The pure angels of Allah Azza wa Jal will make dua for you. Let's make an intention to practice upon this. It's simple, it's easy. We can do it. So try to practice. Ya Kareemu, when you're on your bed. Okay, just a few tips for those people who are suffering from insomnia. And then we'll get back to the other wadha'if. For people who suffer from nightmares and inability of sleeping properly, etc. Right? So we are told by psychologists, by experts, one should keep a routine when it comes to sleeping. A regular routine, meaning like sleeping at a certain time every day and awakening at a certain time every day. So your sleep hours, your sleep pattern, there must be a routine for this. For sometimes a person maybe on social media watching clips or doing research or whatever it is, and before you know it, you look at the time and it's 12 o'clock. It's 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Then it's hard to get up for tahajjud. It's hard to get up for fajr. So keep a routine. By this time, every day, I need to sleep. I need to go in the bed, close my eyes, read my wada'if, my invocations, my du'as, surahs. I need to sleep. Train your mind, train yourself to sleep at a certain time every day and to awaken at a certain time as well. Create a restful sleeping environment. If your room is too hot or too cold, this affects the sleep as well. If there's too much of light coming into your room, it will affect your sleep. So try to block out light or noises by if you need to. And this is especially for those suffering from insomnia. Very difficult time to sleep. They can't sleep. They try to. And it affects them mentally. Okay? If you need to use earplugs, if there's too much of noise on the outside. Some people live in flats and maybe the neighbors, because there's just a wall separating them from the neighbors. And those people, maybe they're rowdy, maybe they're noisy or whatever. And it affects you. It affects you, the harmony of your home. Wait a minute, affect your sleep. If you need to use earplugs, use the earplugs or an eye mask if you can't block out the light. Nowadays, you have this black out or block out curtains, which are dark and thick, which keeps out the light, especially the artificial light from the lamps or the lights that are there on the outside. Obviously, set your alarm. If you need to, set two alarms, set three alarms to remind you to get up for tahajjud and especially for fajr salah. Make sure your bed is comfortable and your room is cool. If a person's bed is half broken and, you know, uncomfortable, it will affect their sleep as well. It will, not just their sleep, it will affect their body. They'll have back pains and this pain and that pain because the bed itself is not comfortable. All right? Exercise is excellent. Regular exercise is excellent, but not at the time when you're going to sleep. Because when you start exercising at that time, remember, you're getting all heated up, all sweaty, you're perspiring, the hormones are pumping in the body, and now you want to go and sleep. So, it creates some difficulty for one. So, at the time of sleeping, that's not the time to exercise. And watch your diet as well. Don't binge on these late night snacks that also affects one's sleep. Exercising at night, late dinner or supper, late night snacks, having something that has a lot of caffeine, like these energy drinks, which are overloaded with sugar, with caffeine, or maybe drinking too strong or too much of coffee, a lot of coffee. This actually affects a person's sleep. Alright, the experts, they also say that smoking negatively affects the sleep of a person. This is just another reason to quit it if one is smoking. Now, try to relax. Try to relax your muscles, your body, your mind before you sleep. Relaxing your entire body, because stress can really, really create problems for one. It can create so many difficulties. It can create physical pains, stress, mental problems, too much of worrying, anxiety. It has an adverse and negative effect on the body and the mind. So try to calm yourself down. And remember, this is especially for those who are suffering from insomnia. Right? Some researchers, they say that if something's on your mind bothering you, write it down at least 15 minutes before you sleep. You know, maybe you're thinking, tomorrow I have to do this. I have to pay this bill. I have to visit this person, that meeting, whatever. Write it down so it doesn't crowd your mind and you'll be more at ease. It's something psychological because you know it's there. Okay, I'm taking that out, I'm putting it down and I'll continue from here tomorrow. It's there, I can't forget. I'll remember it because it's in front of me, it's there on the side. So you wrote it down. It doesn't crowd the mind. So it has a positive psychological effect. If you really cannot sleep, make sure that your room is cool and go and have a hot shower. By doing this, by stepping out from hot water or warm water into a pre-cooled room, it causes the body temperature to drop a little. And this triggers sleepy feelings by slowing down the metabolic activity. In extreme cases, like delayed sleep phase disorder, DSPD, also called delayed sleep phase syndrome. This is a chronic disorder and it affects the timing of your sleep. In such cases, you would want to consult a doctor, maybe even think of therapy. Keep your phone or devices away from you. You know, the blue screen, the blue light on the screen is not good for one. It actually increases alertness and it delays the release of the sleep-inducing hormone called melatonin. So be careful. You know, some phones, smartphones have an option there where you can sort of dim the blue light. But this is very, very negative for one who has sleep problems. And for kids, make sure, even if it's half an hour before, 1 hour before, they must not be on those phones. It's not good. It's not healthy for them. All right. Now, some wazifas, very easy, very simple. Make a note of this. If there's somebody who cannot sleep, maybe suffering from insomnia, whatever reason, another person must recite the following abundantly close to that person until they fall off to sleep. La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu. Easy. Recite this continuously, but it must be audible, but not so loud that it will affect the sleep of that patient. Right? And similarly, recite La ilaha illallahu 11 times. If you have a problem with sleeping, or you know somebody, then advise them. Recite 11 times La ilaha illallahu and do dhamm on yourself. Blow on yourself. Durood-e Paak, once before and after, any wazifa that you are reciting, ensure that you recite at least one Durood Sharif before and after as well. So 11 times, La ilaha illallahu, with Durood-e Paak before and after, and then do dhamm on yourself. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see the benefit of that. For that person who is suffering from nightmares, nightmares, bad dreams, is from shaitan, the cursed one, the humiliated one, the disgraced one. If you have a nightmare and you get up, usually you're all perspiring, then what you do is turn to your left side and spit 3 times, but without any saliva, just the sound. Because if somebody's sleeping there, it's going to go on them. Just the sound. 3 times. Recite the hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. And then change the side you were sleeping on. Change the side. Again, recite your dua before sleeping. Ayatul Kursi. You know, Al-Hazrat, our leader, our master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the great mujaddid of Islam, the great reviver of Islam. Subhanallah. He was asked that, what can we do or recite for the protection of Iman at the time of death? And one of the things he said was, when you go to sleep, the absolute last thing that you must do is recite Suratul Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The whole surah one time. And then you must sleep. If you need to engage in any conversation, then again recite it and sleep away. Inshallah ta'ala, the person who is habitual with this will die with iman. Subhanallah. So let's make an intention to practice on that as well. And iman, our belief, our faith, that's the most valuable asset of a believer. The most prized possession of a believer is iman. Because if we leave with iman, Medina, Medina. Allah protect our iman. And the iman of our children, grandchildren, and future generations as well. But we have to be concerned of the safety of our iman. Very important. 5 times salah, being obedient to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These things will help us to strengthen the iman so that the thief of iman, shaitan, iblis, the cursed one, the humiliated one, he becomes humiliated more. And we don't give him a chance to influence us with his wasawis, with his evil whispers. Because ultimately, Satan, shaitan, wants to steal this iman. Allah protect our iman. Ameen, bijahin nabi al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, one who suffers from nightmares should recite the following 21 times. When you go to sleep, 21 times, durud-i pak once before and after. Ya mutakabbiru, ya mutakabbiru, ya mutakabbiru. 21 times at the time of sleeping, with durud-i pak once before and after. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will be cured from this problem of nightmares. And you continue reciting this until you receive that cure, inshallah ta'ala. Another very important aspect is oversleeping. For those who sleep too much, on one side we have people who can't sleep, who try to sleep, who are suffering from insomnia. And on the other side, you may get somebody who is oversleeping, who sleeps too much. I want you to consider this. Think about this for a moment and contemplate over what the consequences are. That if a person sleeps for 8 hours a day, of course each person will have their own routine. Maybe for some, 4 hours is enough. They are fresh for the rest, for the other 20 hours. For some, 6 hours. For some, 8 hours. Some maybe more, maybe less. But just think about this. Something to really ponder over. If a person sleeps for 8 hours a day, that's 1/3 of your day sleeping. And if you were to live to 60 years old, you would be sleeping for 20 years of your life. 20 years of your life, you had slept. Literally, you were sleeping for 20 years. Allahu Akbar. Something to think about. But we need to train ourselves, our body, our minds, that, you know, how much of sleep do I really need? Maybe 6 hours, maybe 5 hours, maybe I can give 2 hours a day in Madani Kaam, in Dini Kaam, Madani activities. Subhanallah. Make those intentions, inshallah. When a person awakens, they should recite the dua for waking up, which is Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. And again, I want you to think about the meaning, the translation of this, that all praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal, who gave us life after death, and to Him we shall return. Life after death. Life means we are awakening. After death, we were sleeping like we were dead. Subhanallah, Allah gave us life. Thank Allah, we have many blessings. These eyes, ears, nose, mouth, we are able to use our limbs, our hands, our feet. We are able to use our minds to think, our tongues, our mouths to talk. These are great blessings of Allah. When last did I thank Allah Azza wa Jal? I thank you, Ya Allah. You gave me so many blessings. Continue to thank Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If we give thanks, Allah will increase us in blessings. InshaAllah ta'ala. When you awaken, use a miswak and start making good intentions. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah advises us that as soon as you get up, you read your dua for awakening, start making good intentions. Today, Ya Allah, I will not sin, I will not abuse my sight, my ears, I will not do anything to disobey you. I will try my best to follow the sunnah, to be obedient to you, Ya Allah, and Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your thawab meter, your reward meter starts from the time you awaken. Please don't forget to tune into other programs and silsilas of Madani channel. This silsila has come to an end, but your Madani channel is going to continue. And in particular, every Saturday night, don't forget to join to watch Madani Mudhakara. We have Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah is seen live answering different questions on different topics as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.